Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again with the Daily Inspiration. The last time I did it was 10 weeks ago, and that was a fast 10 weeks. But praise the Lord, we have another day, another new day, to rejoice in the goodness of our Savior. And some of you have been listening in, may have been listening in and have heard some more of my inspirations throughout this year. And today I just want to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ and share something else that has been going through my heart, and that is our need for a daily revival with God, or intense longing for God, needing to meet with God, needing to hear from God. And I'll be reading in Psalms 42, starting verse 1. But just in the lines of just needing to meet with God, just wanting to know who He is in a deeper way. And I went through some very hard things this year, but God has been blessing me in a powerful way. He's been blessing me all year in a very powerful way. But just meeting with God was very essential. And having that deep longing to know who God is in a deeper way. So Psalms 42, verse 1. As a hart panteth after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God. And as a deer cannot live without water, the word hart means deer. As a deer cannot live without water, we cannot live without God. We know that from the natural sense that animals, we humans, must drink water. We cannot live long without water. And we cannot live. Our spiritual lives depend directly on what God gives us. We know Matthew 5, it says, Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, we thirst after righteousness. We thirst after God's word. Just as a deer thirsts after water and must have that water to drink, we must thirst after God and drink from the Word of God, the living waters. In verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Here has been my experience. The more time that you spend with God in prayer and in reading of His Word, the more you long for His return, the more you long for Him to reveal who He is to you, or the more you long for Him to reveal His will to you, and the more you love God, the more time you spend reading His Word, the more you love God, and the more you love God, the more you will love your people around you. If you're married, I found this has been very interesting in my life, especially here recently where I'm courting. The more that I love God, the more that I have an intense longing for God, the more I love my fiance. If my relationship with God dies off and things begin to get cool off a little bit, then it seems like it directly affects my relationship with my fiance, and I'm just excited just seeing that connection is so direct. The more you love God, the more you will love your spouse if you're married, your girlfriend or fiance if you're courting, or your close friends if you're not courting. And it's God's way. It's God's way of allowing us to give what we receive. And when you receive love from God, we can give love. But now we're coming into a little bit of a different stage here. The first two verses are speaking about longing after God, about needing to have the water. Your soul is thirsting after God. And we come to a little bit different stage here in this chapter. Say in verse 3, it says, my tears have been my meat day and night. And I don't know if any of you ever went through a series in your life where it really felt like your tears were your meat day and night. I went through a time this year where I wasn't too sure my tears weren't my meat day and night. And in times of deep heartache, sometimes you feel like your tears are your meat. You may feel like crying day and night. Or maybe it's not such a deep heartache issue. Maybe it's more your people are maybe mistrusting you or questioning what you're doing. And they may even question, here as it says in Psalms, where is thy God? You know, if you say that this God is a loving God that you serve, this God cares for you, then why is this happening to you? Why are you walking through, you know, why is your life so hard? If you, and some heathen or somebody who don't believe in God might question you. In my case, it was more of God just speaking out His will. And as some of you may know, my wife passed away this beginning of this year. So it wasn't so much of people questioning me. It was more of God, do you know what you're doing? And looking back, I see now that God does know what He's doing. But here is a very key that I found to not just when my wife died, but for everyday living and everyday things. It can be applied very practically to every one of us, to where we react to any situation, good or bad. If we react to any situation, good or bad, in this way, it will come out right. And I want to give you that key. We're reading in verse 4 now. When I remember these things, when I remember what, you know, the heartaches I'm walking through, or the hard things that I'm walking through, I pour out my soul in me. And what David is saying there as he's writing this is when I remember the heartaches I'm walking through, I simply went before God and I emptied out my soul to Him. I emptied out my feelings to God. I emptied out everything. I told God everything. I told Him how I felt. I even told Him how I felt about Him. And I told Him everything that was in my feelings. I told God. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Then David asked this question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance, which is the help of His presence. And that is a very essential key to walking through anything in your life. It doesn't have to be a hardship. It can be something joyful. Whatever you're walking through, we are called, I think it's in Thessalonians, in the New Testament, I take time to look it up. We are called to rejoice in all things. It may not seem right, like the right thing to do when you're, depending on what you're walking through, but it's the thing that I found to be the easiest way to get through whatever you're walking through, whether good or bad, is to pour out your soul, your feelings to God. And tell Him everything. He knows everything. Tell Him everything. He will restore the joy to you. Give thanks for everything that is going on, good or bad, in your life. Praise Him and trust Him. And that's what David's saying here. Hope thou in God. Trust God. That word hope there, it stands for like a not just saying, okay, I think God can do it, but knowing that God can do it. Trust thou in God. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His presence. God never leaves you. If you're a child of God, you can depend on that very fact, that God will always, always be with you. He will always hear you. Even if it don't feel that way, He is there, and He will be with you. And He promises to work all things out for those who love Him. And that is a very exciting promise, and I just want to encourage you, grab hold of the promise of the Word of God, if there's a promise there like that, where he promises to work all things out for those who love him, where he promises that he would never leave you, grab them promises, trust God, and don't ever give up on him. God bless you, and have a great day.